welcome back to the Young Hollywood Podcast. I am your host, Michael Gomez, and this episode, I'm going to be giving you guys my initial thoughts on the beginning of Mandalorian Season 2. So if that's something that interests you, sit back, relax, and enjoy the episode. Thank you. Alright guys, welcome back to episode 27 of the podcast, the first episode of November, coming out November 1st. I hope you all had a great and safe Halloween. I sure did, and I'm very bummed out that spooky season's over, but now it's on to bigger and better things, and what a great way to kick it off by having some new Star Wars content to look forward to. Mandalorian Season 2 dropped Friday, October 30th, and I watched it as soon as it came out. I actually stayed up till midnight to watch it, and I gotta say, we are off to a great start for this new season. I have high hopes. Expectations were already super big going into this season because I knew that the stakes were going to be higher and there was going to be tons of different stories and some characters coming into play that I was very much looking forward to. But this episode just took it up a notch and it blew me away. I was happy. Once again, Jon Favreau and Dave Filoni are doing an excellent job writing, directing, and producing because, again, they're actually being made by fans of Star Wars, people who care about the series and they love all the films and the characters that inhabit those films. It was off to a great start. First off, I'm gonna say that the pacing of this episode felt very good. Like, it felt very fast, but at the same time, it felt like it told a really, decent story, and it introduced a couple new characters that I'm very interested in. One in particular, played by Timothy Oliphant, who I've known from Scream 2, and I'm sure a bunch of other ones, but that's the one that sticks out to me the most. And I can't remember his character's name, so until then, I'll just refer to him as the Marshal, because he is the Marshal of this small little town on Tatooine, on the outskirts and stuff. And supposedly, the main storyline of the first episode of Season 2, spoiler warning for those of you who haven't seen it, is the Mandalorian is with the child, and he's on the search to find the origins of the child species, Baby Yoda. And in order to do so, he thinks that he needs to go find other Mandalorians because he feels that they can help guide him on his journey, and he feels that they have a stronger background knowledge of where to go and where to find them. So he ends up hearing about a Mandalorian somewhere on Tatooine, so he ends up going to a small outpost town where he eventually meets the Marshal, who just so happens to be wearing the armor of Boba Fett, who we last saw in Return of the Jedi in the original trilogy, who got lost in the Sarlacc pit. You initially think that it's Boba Fett, but then they do a clever job tricking you, and oh, it's not. We got you. We then learn that the Marshal was a character who inhabited the town. And this town happened to be under control of the Empire, and then once the Empire fell, once the second Death Star blew up, it kind of just fell into a bunch of gang wars and things like that. And everybody in the town was being slaughtered, and the Marshal barely managed to make it out alive. He was then just lost in the desert, just kind of roaming around. He was a drifter until he got picked up by a bunch of Jawas, who then ended up giving him Boba Fett's armor, which they found, which they still have yet to explain, but I feel like they will. So with this new set of armor, the Marshal returns and goes to defend his town, so stuff like that. Along the way, I can't really remember. So they end up teaming up, and they end up going to speak with some natives, some Tusken Raiders, and apparently there's a problem that there is a Sarlacc pit of some kind. I can't really remember But it was just a big monster that was like terrorizing the town as it was causing a bunch of earthquakes and stuff like that. Like it was causing like a bunch of like sinkholes and a lot of destruction, so they had to go and stop it before there were too many casualties. So in doing so, they stop it, and then but the big thing is that the marshal then decides to give Mando Boba Fett's armor. So with his armor, you see Mando get back on his speeder and start to drive away in the desert. And as we see him drive away, we cut to a shot of someone watching him from afar on a cliff, and this ends up being revealed as Boba Fett. Tamir Morrison, or however you say, I believe that's how you say his name. Boba Fett ends up watching Mando from a distance, and from the looks of it, it looks like he's been out on his own in the desert, just surviving for about 5 or 6 years. And it looks like he's carrying a lot of gear with him. He's got a bunch of weapons, and he looks scarred, which that I thought that looked really cool. So it looks like Boba Fett might play a big role in this season. I have heard that Ahsoka Tano is might play a big role from the Clone Wars series, so we'll have to see what happens with that. But so far, I can say that this episode was off to a great start. Once again, I thought that the story was top-notch. It was written and directed by Jon Favreau, who I thought did an amazing job. The sets looked really cool. I did like some of the town and towns that he visited and the atmosphere. I've always loved this from the very beginning about The Mandalorian. It very much felt like a space spaghetti western. And in this episode, it really gave me those vibes, especially with the type of story that they were trying to tell. And it just hit all the marks for me, and it was everything that I was hoping for at the start of the season. And just like episode one did, it hooked me in, and I cannot wait to see where the story goes over the course of the next 7 or 8 weeks. So I cannot wait to see where they're gonna take the story. I can't wait to see what characters are gonna be brought into play, and I just can't wait. I hope, I know that it's coming, and I can't wait, and I'm just anticipating the, I don't know, the fight or whatever will happen when the Mandalorian confronts Boba Fett. That is something that I cannot wait to see, and I know a lot of other people and fans of the show cannot wait to see. And this is just going to be very fun, and I can already tell that Star Wars is slowly starting to find its footing. You know, with all the crap that's happened with the sequel trilogy and all the mishap of that, I really think, I've said this from the beginning, I really think it's Star Wars' time to shine on the small screen. They need to take a break on the movie side of things to get their things in order to form and craft better stories. But for now, in their TV department, they're actually being made by people who love and care about these characters and the universe itself. And it very much shows. And it's not just great. It's not just a great Star Wars show, it's just a great show in general. It's very well made, very great story, and well written characters, very more well written characters than the sequel trilogy for sure, and definitely stories. So I just cannot wait to see what they're gonna do, because the last season of Clone Wars was amazing. That was even I feel like the last season of Clone Wars was better than the entire sequel trilogy. And then same thing with Mandalorian's off to a great start. It's got its own fan base, and I'm loving it because it's got everything that I would hope to see in a Star Wars movie. I always wanted to see more about the bounty hunters, so it's awesome to see that they're getting their attention in the spotlight, let alone they're being made in the style of spaghetti westerns. And Sergio Leone is one of my top five favorite directors of all time. And then we're gonna be getting Obi-Wan Kenobi pretty soon, in like a year or two. So I'm super excited to see what Star Wars has to offer within the next couple of years. And it slowly is starting to look like we're finally starting to get on the rebound. And we're finally gonna get some content that is worth watching. And we're actually gonna get to see some characters that we can actually care about. All right, those are my first thoughts. I wanted to keep it brief. Sorry if it wasn't as much in detail as you'd hoped. I really just had to do this as sort of last minute, as I totally forgot about this episode because I was so busy with watching the episode and all of the Halloween festivities that took place in my family this past weekend. So I apologize if this may seem rushed, and it may not seem like I put a lot of thought into it. I mean, I tried my very best. But with that being said, I'm thoroughly pleased with the start of this new season. I cannot wait to see where it goes, and I just can't wait to talk more about it and just see the story as it develops. So it's off to a great start, and I cannot wait to see what they come up with. And with that being said, I just want to, once again, I hope you all had a happy and safe Halloween. I sure did. I had a great time. I'm very bummed that this is actually the first time that I've actually been bummed out that October's over. It's like on the same level as Christmas being over for me. I don't know. I guess it's just because the month felt like it went by so fast. The month really felt like a week, but then again, what month of 2020 hasn't just felt like that? Yeah. But anyway, I had a great Halloween season. I had a lot of fun watching a lot of scary movies. Doing the podcast episode around scary movies in October, even getting to make my own, which that's one thing that I definitely want to bring up. I am super pleased as I did a short film that I released about a day after my birthday. You guys know I'll watch Full Eye, and I'm happy to say that as of right now, it is now the most successful video on my channel. And what took, it took Twilight Zone episode 1 nearly 7 months to reach over 100 views with 6 likes. A Watchful Eye, as of right now, it's been out for a week. It accomplished 117 views and 20 likes within 6 days. That just astonishes me. I never would have thought that it would have been more successful. I was so nervous. I don't know if I mentioned it before in the previous episode, but I was so nervous as a thought due to my long hiatus that I'd kind of lost my audience, which for the most part I did, because up until that point my channel was pretty much dying because it was such a long gap in between videos. And even then, the most successful videos on my channel are my own films, as opposed to either my film analyses or my film reviews, which I'm very bummed, and I'm very sorry, guys. Like, I tried to get a Halloween video out for you guys talking about the original, but sadly, that's probably going to have to wait for another time, probably all the way next year, so we'll have to see. But what I can tell you is that I'm extremely appreciative of everybody who supports me and is interested in my content, whether you just solely listen to the podcast or watch my videos or both. No matter how you consume my content, I'm truly grateful that you guys give me your time of day to see what I have to say and what I have to offer. So it means the world to me that the people responded the way they did. I'm very happy, and I'm very pleased with the film. It was my first horror film, and just like the first Twilight Zone episode, it is not perfect. However, I still love it. I never regret a project that I've done, because I've always gone into it with a place of passion. And I'm very excited, and I just want to keep it up. I don't want to lose momentum, because I finally got that jump start that I told you guys I've been needing for months now. So I'm super happy to have it. What I can tell you guys right now is I got about 1 to 2 projects left for the remainder of 2020. So one of them, in fact, being episode 2 to the Twilight Zone series. So that should be fun. And then if we do end up having time to do a second project this year, I will let you guys know. But for right now, Twilight Zone is really the only one that we're focusing on right now. But what I can say is that I got some big plans for 2021. I can't really say too much, but I will just tell you that 2021 could potentially be a game changer for me, for the channel, for everything. So I just can't wait to share that with you guys as time goes on. And as always, thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. Please be sure to like and share it with a friend. Wherever they listen, you can listen to this on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you can get your podcast from. And I just want to thank you guys for giving me all your time. It means the absolute world to me. And as always, have an amazing day. Thank you.